Nama Om Vishnu Pataya Krishna Pestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesa Sanyavadi Paskatyade Satanine Murarata Krishna Pachura Jalake Lira Sabhara Skalat kasturi tat gushrina gana charcha chita jala pramodato fana smita muditam urmi sputakara shriya sinchantiva pratayatu sukam nastaranidya. This is a prayer to Yamuna, who is known as the daughter of the sun. May Yamuna, the daughter of the sun, expand my happiness. Her water are muddled and scented by the musk and vermilion that is washed off Radha and Krishna's bodies as they play great rasika water sports there. Yamuna blissfully and mildly smiles at Radha and Krishna with a smile of her form, and who softly splashes them with the hands of her waves. May that Yamuna expand my happiness. So, my dear devotees, Radha and Krishna are known to often play very beautiful pastimes in the waters of the Yamuna. It is said that by Krishna that Vrindavan is my very body, and Yamuna, which carries the topmost divine nectar, is my spine. You can think of a body, there are arms, heads, legs, but the whole body structure is really carried by the spine. In the same way, Yamuna carries the greatest nectar. Shukadev Goswami speaks about her. She says, when the Yamuna and other rivers hear the flute song of Mukunda, their minds are so enchanted, and this causes their waves to stop moving and to form whirlpools. They use their arm-like waves to embrace Madan Mohan's lotus feet and offer lotus flowers to them, carrying his lotus feet on their bodies. We hear actually that when Krishna returns, he plays with his flute so nicely, so mind-enchanting, that the Yamuna stops her flow of water and goes in the reverse direction to where Krishna stands on the banks of the Yamuna. And Yamuna has hands in the form of waves. So with these hands, she brings lotus flowers and also some of the jewels which are in the bottom of her riverbed and places them before the lotus feet of Krishna. So here you can see the whole idea of the land of Vrindavan. It serves Radha and Krishna. Vrindavan is serves Krishna. The forests serve with shade, and the trees with nectar, and the birds make a nice atmosphere of welcoming Radha and Krishna in the forest. in this way, the whole land of Vrindavan serves. There is a shloka in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, if I remember correctly. Krishna, no, Radharani says to the tree, dance. And at that time, the how do you say, the branches begin to move, sing. At that time, the bees begin to brum, you know, and the whole forest is really not only in a service mood, it acts and does many things in service for Radha and Krishna. I like this idea where trees are no longer trees but persons who dance and sing and welcome Krishna, just like householders may welcome a guest in their house with dancing and singing. So the forest of Vrindavan welcomes Radha and Krishna and so on. So in the Bhagavatam there is a verse which says when it describes the following. Gokula, there's so many demons came. Putana demon came, Trinavata demon came, the Yamala Arjuna trees were killed there, or not killed, they were broken there. The Devatas came out. So in other words, the land of Gokula was no longer safe. So Nanda had a council with his brother Upananda, the minister, and all of the five Nandas, Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, Sunanda, and one other Nanda, they came to the decision, it's no longer safe in Gokula, let's move to another place. And they decided to come to Vrindavan. So Krishna was very small, like this, but the moment the bullock carts arrived in Vrindavan in Yamuna Shore, Krishna and Balaram jumped off the bullock carts. They were just so happy to be in Vrindavan. And this is described by Jiva Goswami. When Nanda and the other cowherders came to Vrindavan in their bullock carts, they were eager, very eager to see Vrindavan's beauty. Eagerly Krishna Balaram jumped from the cart and loudly called their friends. They ran forwards and plunged into the ocean of Vrindavan's natural beauty. Looking left and looking right in blissful astonishment as they wandered about, Vrindavan reciprocated by horripilating of ecstasy when being touched by Sri Krishna's lotus feet. So this is extraordinary enchanting. There is something. So the Yamuna is very, very much enjoyed by Krishna and Balaram. There are many, many pastimes also between Radha and Krishna. I remember one is Radharani comes once a day to the Yamuna to capture or to get some water, fill up the pitchers with water. And she goes under a tree and puts the pitchers in the Yamuna water, and then she sees the reflection of Krishna in the Yamuna water, who's hiding on the tree to see Radha. And when Radha sees Krishna's reflection watching her in the water, she loses her pot It just runs away. very nice. There is a prayer by Prabodhananda Sarasvati Thakur who speaks about the water of the Yamuna, and I think this is very, very nice for us to understand. He says, when will I wash off the dirt from my dirty body and my identification with the body while repeatedly bathing in the water of the Kalindi, which is colored black from the musk that comes from Sri Radha's body? And when am I blessed by relishing the mellows of devotion? With a pure heart and deep absorption in my Siddha Swarup. What I would like to bring to your attention, my dear devotees, is that somehow taking a bath in the Yamuna by just sprinkling some water on the head is always good. It washes the body from impurities, and that's why when you want to give a gift to a saintly person, you give him water from a holy river, and they will sprinkle the drops of water on themselves and then become purified. And I will ask Gokrishna to go now to the seat where we have some Ganga water from Kumbh Mela, and we will all take a sacred bath that will take away all our, hopefully, miseries and our contaminations in the body. So maybe we can just, Gokrishna, you can be the pujari, you can open the thing and sprinkle everyone with some drops of water. Please put your hands in a prayerful mood. This is not Yamuna water, this is Ganga water from the Kumbh Mela. And pray that as you receive the drops of water on your head, all the material contamination is washed away from your body and mind. No? Gange cha Yamuna chaiva, say. Gange cha Yamuna chaiva, Gaudavari Sarasvatim, Gaudavari Sarasvatim. Was? Namadi Sindhu Kaveri, Mere Sindhu Kaveri, Jalesmin Sanitim Kuru. And for a moment, let us sit like this, every one of us, and meditate about the effect of a sacred bath. I always like to see that there is something black leaving my body, the burdens and so on, and I like to remember I'm in my identity and not the body, not a German, but an eternal soul, a part of Krishna. So let us meditate a little bit like this. Please start now. Hare Krishna. So in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami, he prays to the sacred river Yamuna that please, please, please make me happy. the implied meaning is take everything that is burdensome in your great mercy for me, so that I can move without difficulties on the path of devotional service. Yeah. Maya. Oh yeah. One moment, I will just go again to the verse. Want to be sure that I have catched everything. So Yamuna is described by Raghunath Das Goswami as the daughter of the sun, Surya, and Radha Govinda performed their blissful water sports there, and her current washes the vermilion musk and sandal paste off the body of Radha and Krishna. And her service is to splash Radha and Govinda's transcendental bodies, which may feel the exhaustion from the play of playful pastimes. She splashes them with her transcendental waters. Hare Krishna, this is a glorification of Yamuna Devi. With this, I rest my katha for today. And wish all of you all the best. Hare Krishna.